Okay, today's daf is Krisos Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amabez in the sugyas of Sach B'Shemen HaMishcha. As we know, the Isser of Kares that is listed in the Mishnah, we had HaMafatim Es HaShemen, HaMafatim Es HaKtores, creation of the oil and the Ktores, and now we had the Sach. If somebody smears themselves with the Shemen HaMishcha, so that is... that is usher, right? The Mishnah does not list Hamiriach es Aktores to be parallel, right? It just says Sach b'Shemen HaMishcha, and that's what Rashi points out on the Mishnah, that there is no such Isser Kares, right? That's what the Rashi says, explaining that there is no parallel to that. But we do have the Mefatim and the Mefatim and the Sach b'Shemen HaMishcha. We did, I don't know if we mentioned back on Davez, but we, the Minchas Chinuch does mention in the regarding this Isser, bringing us back to one of the sugis we had back in Meseches Bechoros. It's about Efshal Etzamseim and E Efshal Etzamseim. Minchas Chinuch says, if you hold the sugya E Efshal Etzamseim, that it's impossible to be so exact by humans. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be exact, but not by humans. So how do you ever violate the Isser of Shemen, the Isser of Shemen HaMishcha? The Isser is putting the ingredients, the exact ingredients in this, in the mixture, but Yeshua Samsim, you can't. So the Minchas Chinuch gives the obvious answer that you have to say that everybody agrees that when it comes to mitzvahs and averos, Efshal Etzamseim. Right, well, we'll never be able to get the shear of Kezias right for the mitzvah of matzah. We'll never be able to get the shear of Kezias right for the averus of any maisa, any isuri achila. Or here, the measurements, the ratios, you have to say, even if you say, and the, when it comes to mitzvahs and averus, kach, Hisnu. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's the Isser of Mefatim. But then the Mishnah added the Isser of being Sach, the Isser of smearing the Shemen. So that's what we're up to now. Let's start with Tanya Idach. Tanya Idach, about it's 6 or 7 lines up from the bottom. Hasach b'Shemen HaMishcha, lebehem of akelim lov dekochavim, v'mesim. If somebody, as we just had previously in the Brises, if somebody smears Shemen HaMishcha from Moshe Rabbeinu, right, let's assume like what we said before, it's always been the same Shemen HaMishcha, it's never run out, that was Maisa Nisim. So if somebody takes that shemen and smears it on an animal or on a kli or on a non-Jew or on a mace. So in all those cases, that's not called a maisa sicha, that's mechayeves, and therefore one would be pater from karis. But lemelachim v'lekohanim, what about if somebody smears it on a melech and a kohen gadol, who is supposed to get the smearing, but they're supposed to have the yitzika and the meshicha. They don't have the sicha, right? So is that an isser? Lemelachim v'lekohanim, after Rashi says, La'achar shenimshachu, they've already been anointed. So there's a discussion here in the Rambam, in the Ravid, and others. Is the issue here that it's sach versus the other action, or the issue is just that these are people who are in the parsha of using the Shemen HaMishcha? Right, so that's so we'll see. So Rabbi Meir Mechai, Rabbi Yehuda Poter, that's the machlokas tanaim, whether one pours it on the malachim and kohanim. The kama yosef yechayev, how much does one have to be sach and to be chayev? Rabbi Meir Omer Kalshu, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kizayis. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says Kizayis, but didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say Poter? Vam Rabbi Yehuda Poter. So the Gemara said no on the earlier case. Ki Poter Rabbi Yehuda and Degabi malachim and kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda only says the malachim and the kohanim, but in the case where Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's chayiv, what would be the shear of sicha? It would be a kezayis, right? What's the issue? We'll see it better in a minute, but we know sicha is not achila, exactly. Achila always goes by kezayis. Shti always goes by revias, kezayis. What about sicha? It's a different type of action. So how do you measure smearing? What, it has to be a kezayis of what you would drink of the liquid? So that doesn't have to be, because sicha is a different type of action, as we'll see. So gabi hedyo, sorry, I didn't finish the line. Kipat Rabbi Yehuda gabi malachim mekonim, gabi hedyo machayev. But by a hedyo, Rabbi Yehuda is machayev, that's the iser that we know of. Remeir Rabbi Yehuda my pligi, what's the machlokas between them? Amar of Yosef, aha pligi. Remeir savar al basar adam lo yisach ksiv. That's what it says by the Isser. V'ksiv asher yitini menu alzar, the next pasuk. So we compare nesina and sicha. It says lo yisach and asher yitain mimenu. Ma sicha kalshu av nesina kalshu. Just like sicha is really a kalshu, as Rashi says, we don't find anywhere a measure for sicha a minimum measure for sicha. Lo ashkechan shir besicha. So to nesina. Nesina, we usually find the shir. Nesina is a maisa chashuva, as we'll talk about, right? Nesina means giving something, nasin tite, something chashuv. But here we compare it to sicha. Just like sicha is a mashahu, so to the nesina in this case. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, the other way. Yafina nesina da'alzar, mean nesina da'alma. You have to compare this nesina to general maisim of nesina. Ma nesina da'alma kizayas, just like general a maisa nesina is a kizayas. Rashi quotes the pasuk, v'nasan la'kohen es ha'kodesh. If a zar eats truma, he has to give something of significance to the kohen. D'chziv be'achila, v'ish kiyoch ha'kodesh v'achal achila kizayas. I ate a kizayas of truma, so I have to pay the kohen a kizayas. So just like the nesina in general is a kizayas, but nesina da'alma kizayas, have nesina da'alzar kizayas. So that's why the nesina on Azar would also be a kezayis. Aval sicha lemimshach malachim mekonim. But the mitzvah when you anoint kohen gadol or a melech, divrei hakol kol shu. Everybody agrees that is any amount, because it doesn't say nesina anywhere. Just have to be Moshech, the Kohen Gadol, and the Melech, in the shape, like we saw yesterday, of the crown, or of the Greek letter, whatever it is, that's a mashu, right? Every amount. Look at Tosfos Yeshanim, the last one. Malav HaKohen and Divrei HaKol, but Kalshu, Delo Tema, Kihechi Demechayev, Rabbi Yehuda, Behedyo, Repachal Mikazayas, Hachanami Vesichas Mitzvah. You might compare the mitzvah to the Isser. So Tosfos says, don't compare the mitzvahs to the Isser. There could be different rules for what you're not allowed to do and what you're allowed to do, right? Two different ideas. There isn't a separate mitzvah asay to be Moshech unless it's included in making it. That's one of the answers we gave yesterday, right? How could there be, 2 days ago, how could there be a mitzvah of making the oil? It's never been made, but again, Moshe Rabbeinu's oil remains. So one of the suggestions is that also included in the mitzvah is the guarding of the shemen or the using of the shemen. So if that's included, so the question is, you compare the using of the shemen properly and the illegal using of the shemen. So that's what the Tosfos points out, that you don't have to say that it is they are parallel to each other. Okay, continuing this discussion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar of Yosef, my pligi, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, lagabi malachim mekanim. So what's that machlokas about? We explain the machlokas about kizayis and kolshehu. What about the machlokas regarding Malachim and Kohanim, meaning whether there's a chiv on them? So, Rabbi Meir Salvar Vasher Yitimi Menu Alzar Ksiv Umelech Vikohen Hashda Zarim Ninu. Rabbi Meir says, right now, after you've anointed them, they are Zarim. So they're just like everybody else. Right after remember Rashi says the issue here is after they've had Meshicha. And after they've had Meshicha, you're not allowed to there's no purpose for using the Shemen and Mishcha on these people, and therefore they're just like everybody else. And therefore, there will be a chayef karis, to anoint them. They are now zarim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, bi'inan ati ika zar mitchilas avatzofo. No, you have to look at their history as well. You can't just look at right now. Umelech v'kohen meikara lav zarim havu. And they weren't zarim. Why? Because originally you had a mitzvah to be moshech them. And because you had a mitzvah, even though you've done it already, that status has not returned them. They're still not the same as someone who was never shayach in this shemen, and therefore one would not be chayiv in that case. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, let me bring out the Rambam Avoda. Sorry. The Rambam discusses also, again, the question is, how does the Rambam understand this? Nesina versus Sicha and Malachim and Kohanim. Let's just do the parallel Machlokas, and then we'll see the Rambam. Amar Avika Breda Rabbi Yami Vazla Tamayu. And this Machlokas, thank you, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is Lashitaso, whether you go by a present status or do you go by original. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Bas Kohen, she says, Yisrael. What happens if you have a Bas Kohen that married Yisrael? V'yachla b'truma, and now she's not allowed to eat truma anymore because now she's married to a Yisrael. But she did eat truma. So how was she treated for eating truma, and how was she treated for znus? Because there's a special din by a bas kohen for znus. So that's the machlokas here. So bas kohen says Yisrael v'yachla b'truma. Mishalemes es hakeren ve'ena mishalemes es hachomesh. She does not pay the chomesh. Why? Rashi delo zarahi. Right, she hasn't always been a zara, so she does not pay the chomesh that a regular Yisraelis would pay. Umisasa b'sreifa, which is what a bas kohen is gets. Nisei zlechem in hapsulim, but if she would marry a psul, a guy, somebody who is, nifsel as her, mishalem as karen, vichom eshim yitaz v'chenek divir b'meir. Rameh would say if she marries one of the psulim, then her status is totally new. You look at what she is right now. That is Rameh l'shitaso. You look at what it is right now. Right? Even though the Kohen Gadol and the Melech had been differently earlier, right now, after the Mashiach was done, you look at right now. As Rameh says now, you look at right now also by the Bas Kohen. The Chachamim Omrim now, Achazu v'achazu mishalem es hakeren ve'eina mishalem es hachomesh. No, she would never pay the chomesh. Right? She doesn't pay the chomesh even in this case, even if she's nivalo l'pasola. Umisasa b'sreifa. Even though her misa is still besreifa. So even Rebbe, the Chachamim, who say that she always retains a remnant of her previous status for Tashlumin, they agree that she has, they both, even Rebbe Meir, let's say, would agree in the first case where she's not Nivala L'Pasula. But once she's Nivala L'Pasula, then she has a totally new status, and Rebbe the Chachamim in both cases say that she still has a vestige of the previous status. And that's why Sreifa and Eina Mishalemes Chomesh. Each item might be totally on different things. The Brisker Rav here discusses, should there be a difference in what the Tashlume Chomesh is based on and what the Misa is based on. When you say there's different psukim, so you might have different definitions. You could be machalik between the two. You don't have to say it's an all or nothing in terms of that status. Right, we know that the Isser of eating Truma applies to any Zara and the Rambam Paskins, those two Rambams. The Rambam says in Hilchos Trumas in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Beis, relating to the Kohenes, right here, the Perek Yud is all about eating it illegally. The Rambam says, "Bas Kohen Shais and Nisuah LiYisrael, Osha Nifsala V'Yacharkach Achla Truma Mishlamesh as a Karen, Veina Mishlamesh as a Chomesh." Unbelievable, Halacha LeMaisa. That's what we paskin. The Rambam says, "A Bas Kohen will never pay the Chomesh." Right, the Rambam paskins even if Osha Nifsala V'Yacharkach Achla. Right, because the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Yehuda. The Chulu, and he continues in other ramifications. But if you look on the Rambam, also in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says here, paskining again like Rebbe Yehuda, the Rambam paskins in Aleph Yud in Klei HaMikdash. Again, this is his version of how to understand the Gemara. That's what he's mentioned. Is it an issue of Sicha or not? The Rambam says, Hanosi mishemana mishcha al gabi melech o kohen gadol shekfar nimshechu pater. If somebody is no sane, right, the Shemana Mishcha on a Kikar Kohen Gadol that was ready Nimshach, he's going to be Pater. Shenei Amar v'asher yitemi menu al zar ve'ein elu zarim etzlo. And the Shemana is not zar etzlo because he was able to use it previously. Aval hasach mimenu afilu lemelech v'kohen gadol chayiv. So he understands that it's an issue of Nesina versus Sicha. Nesina on the Melech and the Kohen Gadol, that's the Achlokas of Yudir and Meir. But Sach, the Rambam understands this Gemara, the Radvaz here discusses how the Rambam reads it. Sach is going to be Chayev, because that's the difference between, well, who says you have to be Sach? Nesina, fine. Shenemar al-Basar Adam lo yisach. Kol Adam b'mashma. Al-Basar Adam, all Adam. Right, for Kohen Gadol, and that's the Rambam, how he understands the two, and the Ravid here argues, lo mechuver mitoch hagemara decreases. I don't think that you understand it this way. Okay, the Rambam ends off also by saying, v'kohen gadol shenotel shamana mishcha mirosha v'sach b'me'av. If somebody, the Kohen Gadol takes the oil from his head and smears it on his stomach, so chayev karis. Then he's chayev karis if he takes the oil and switches it. V'hu sheyasach mimenu b'kizayis. If he's sach b'kizayis in that case, and that's what the Rambam argues on, I don't think that's true. But either way, there's a long discussion here of the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, how the Rambam reads this Gemara. Okay, so that's the double machlokas between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda. Amar Rav Yosef, we continue now. Machlokas b'nesina shemana mishcha u'bishinuyi deshanina. The whole machlokas about the shear is only regarding shemana mishcha. Like, as we explained, you compare the Nesina to the Sicha, and that it wouldn't have any shear. Aval Nesina da Alma, debi akol kezayis. But in general, where a Nesina is required, one would require always a kezayis. What Nesina is da Alma? Where's the Nesina da Alma? So beforehand, we mentioned Nesina da Alma is learned out from giving the Kohen the truma that one ate by mistake. When Manasal Kohen is a Kodesh, as Rashi quoted earlier. But here, Rashi says, what's in a scene at the Alma? Like the Isser of putting Lavona on a minchas chote. There's an iser, lo yitain, another nesina aveira, lo yitain aleha lavona. There's an iser for a minchas chote, a mincha of a sinner, that is only flour, and no oil and no frankincense. Right? That's the iser that is quoted, and Rashi quotes here, and that's a nesina. And again, that's, those are psukim and chumash. That's, those are counted as losases in the Torah. Right, the Rambam and the Chinuch both count the separate iser of putting lavona on a minchas chote and putting shemen on a minchas chote. Mitzvah Kuf Chavhei 125 in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo yasam ha-kohen shemen b'minchas chote ani. Shenemar lo yasam ala ha-shemen. V'avo isha b'shar menachas ha-yanos in shemen. Even though usually a mincha is always flour, oil, lavona, frankincense. Still not here. And maybe even melach. But not here. Umibnei kein amarti chote ani, ki chote ashir eno mevi minchas kemach la'olam ki im karban abehema. Right? Why does it say minchas ani? Because that's who brings a minchas chote. Mishar shea mitzvah, why lefisha shemen remez lamala ulegdula? Oil means royal, and oil makes it special. And therefore, minchas chote shouldn't be so special, and therefore we leave out the oil, we leave out the lavona. Shemata ma'arva b'chalamashkin hu tzaf ha'kulan. Oil floats to the top. V'udavar chashem ma'od v'yadua hu chashivas ha'shem en ha'tov. V'lachein yimshachu bo ha'mischanchim l'malas malchus o kahuna. We know oil. Right, the oil is very special. That's what we're talking about. Alkein ein ra'oi laseis b'menu b'minchas ha'chote ha'tzarich laharotz ba'atzmo da'aga v'shiflus al sheba d'varavera liyadel. So it's inappropriate. The Chinuch says, "V'od, we want to have Rachmanis on the ani, right? Even though he's a sinner, we want to have Rachmanis on him. We don't want him to have to pay for the oil." Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo yatriach birya. Hashem wouldn't be matriach birya. That's Kuf Chav Hey, the Isra putting shemen on the minchas chote, and Kuf Chav Vav, the Isra putting lavona on the minchas chote. Two separate Isurim counted in the minyan b'fnei atzmo. In the language of the Mishnah, in Menachas, on Daf Nun Tes, v'chayev al Hashemen b'fnei atzmo, v'al lavona b'fnei atzmo. Right, the two separate lav and b'li safik. So that's the Avera that's being referred to here, says Rashi, the Nesina b'alma. There's an interesting discussion, if you remember from our discussions in Meseches Menachos, the Dvir HaKodesh, one of the Achronim we like to discuss in Menachos, has this Chakira in Os Chav Tes on Menachos. What exactly is the definition of a Karban Mincha in terms of ingredients? What is the basic definition of a, we know usually there are three ingredients. Is one of them the Iker and the other one extra? Or are they, when they're all present, are they all Iker? Yesh l'histapek be'etzem hagdaras shei mincha. Ha'im ha'soles hu ha'shei mincha, rak din shemen v'lavona hu din b'hakravas ha'mincha? The mincha is the flour. The oil and the lavona have to do with hakravas ha'mincha, the avoda, not with the chefza of mincha, or not. O de etzem chefza de mincha hu ha'soles shemen v'lavona. So one might say the fact that there could be a mincha schote shows that mincha is the ikker. You don't have to say that though. You could say that when there is shemen and lavona, so that becomes part of the ikar. Or maybe just the shemen, not the lavona. Because after all, the shemen is mixed in, l'chadchila. Right? While the lavona is not. The lavona is just put on there, but it's not hukrav with it. V'nire, he says, maybe this is a machlokes on dafches. Back in the first parak, we had a machlokes. Amarav, mincha kedusha below shemen, shekein matzinu belechem aponim. Mincha doesn't need the oil. Rabbi Chanina amar, lo zu kedusha below zu, v'lo zu kedusha below zu. No, so what? That's a different type of mincha, the lechem upon him. Right? You don't learn from there. So maybe this is Gufa the Machlokes, suggests the Dvir HaKodesh. Rav Svir lehet ha mincha, he has solas v'ashem lavonim dinim b'akrava. L'chein shayach l'kadesh ha-solas b'fnei atzmo. Avor Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chanina, Svir lehet ha-kachu etzem ha-mincha. L'chein kemo, doloshach l'kadesh chatzi isaron, just like you can't be makadesh half the flour amount, kach yesh l'kadesh below shemen u'mincha. V'yesh lomar, aye, what about lechem upon him? What about lechem upon him? So he says, that was brought l'hochiyech to shemen eino me'etzem ha-mincha. L'lomatzinim lechem upon him mincha below shemen. Yesh lomar, du'an din mahani menachas de'be'inon shemen eino me'etzem ha-mincha. What would Rabbi Chanina answer? He would say, no, when it has to be there, it is there and part of the etzem ha-mincha. So that has to do with a little bit this, the iser of the nesina of the shemen lavona. The significance of having a nesina chashuva also relates to what we've mentioned very often, and that is the Tosfos Rid and the Noda Bihuda about how much truma one has to give. Right? We know the Gemara tells us in a few places, chita achas poteres esakri. One little grain could remove the shame of tavel and pater the kri. From now it's no longer tavel and I can eat it. But, and we know on a Daraisa level, how much is a shear of Truma? So the Mishnah is described, 140th, 150th, 160th, but the Tosfos Rid is Machadesh, and the Noda Behuda says, I'm about to tell you a Chiddush nobody ever said before. That's always dangerous to say, even though he didn't have a Tosfos Rid, but Tosfos Rid says it. Tosfos Rid says that, that on a Daraisa level, fine, Chita Achas, Poteris is a Kri, but the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma has to be a davar chashuv, has to be something significant, because it says titain, like the Gemara here says, Nesina is something chashuv, and therefore it has to be a significant amount to fulfill the mitzvah of giving to the Kohen, even though there is no shear mentioned beferish in the Torah. And again, that relates to, but doesn't have to be connected to, the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs are there of Truma, Hafresha and Nesina, is it one mitzvah, is it two mitzvos? That idea of the Noda Behuda and the Tosas reading Kiddushin, Dafn Ches, works well if you say that Hafresha and Nesina are two separate mitzvos, but it's not Mukhrach. You could say their idea even if it's one, and even if it's two, you don't have to say their idea. Right, so either way, that's related to that. Gufa, let's continue now. Gufa says the Gemara, start off with a brisa that we quoted at the end of yesterday's daf. Tani, Tana Kamid Rabbi Elazar, Kol Sheyeshna Besach, Yeshna Bal Yisach, V'Kol Sheyeno Besach, Eino Bal Yisach. Smearing and being smeared, those go together. Whoever's in the Isser of smearing is in the Isser of being smeared, and the opposite. Rashi quotes, it's the two yuds, so we can darshan the two words. Amar le shaper kamrit. So Rabbi Elazar hears this price and says, that's good. Lo yisach siv, v'kari be, lo yasich. It's smearing and being smeared, and smearing others, so therefore, we can darshan that. The Achronim, I didn't mention it yesterday, but the Achronim discussed, what about a katan? What about a smearing the Shevan HaMishchan a katan? He's not included in the Isser of sach. So shall we say that just like the Gemara said, goy and mace are excluded, so too katan, or is katan different because he's, right, asi liad being sach? So that is a question of the Sfasemis here, the Aruch Laner. Menachas Chinuch also has many of these discussions, many interesting nafkaminas that he talks about in Mitzvah Kufches, right, the way the Isser of using the Shemana Mishcha is in Parshas Kisisa. He has a number of interesting nafkaminas as he talks about if somebody if his zar is lach b'shem and a mishcha and then he takes it off himself and puts it on someone else, are they both chayiv? Is it already nischalel once you use it? He also talks about the katan issue also, one if one is shogi, one is mezid. Does the nisach get an avera too if somebody smears on me? Right, it kind of gets into like the issues of makif and nikaf. Right, if somebody else is involved in the avera, say im echad sach es chaver ba nisach hayagamkin mezin chayavim shneim im anisach asa gamkin meisa v'chin ma yeshogi chayav chatos v'asach im hayamezin chayav karis ol hafech hakol dasach ba nisach shneim bechlal avzer rak asach mefurish patorav al nisach gamkin bechlal. And he discusses the hakafas rosh and giluach zaka on that parallel, the Gemara Maseches Makos that relates to that. Okay, Tani Rav Chananya Kamei Derava Minayin LeKohen Gadol Not Tal Mishemana Mishcha Shal Rosho, as we just quoted from the Rambam before. V'Not Tal Gabei Al Bnei Mei Minayin Shu Chayev. How do you know if the Kohen Gadol takes it off the head and puts it on the rest of his body? Is Chayev Shenemar Al Basar Adam Lo Yisach? That's included. Amalei Rav Achabrei Derava Larvashi Ma'ishno Mihada Tanya. Why is that different than the following? Kohen Shesach Mishemin Shal Truma. It, once a Kohen uses Truma oil on his body, which he is allowed to do, Ben Bito Yisrael, his daughter married Yisrael, so now that daughter cannot use the Truma, but Bito Yisrael, Misagelbo, Vinachoshe, she could roll around it and not be worried. But once it's used, it's already, so to speak, Nischalel. So why is there a difference between the Shemana Mishcha and the Shemin Shal Truma? Shemana Mishcha always retains its status, and Shemana Shal Truma does not. Amarlei, yeah, the Gemara says there's a difference. Hasam by Truma, it says Umesu bo ki yechalalu huksiv. The kiven de chalalei hu ischal. It loses its status once it's used. Aval gavi Shemana Mishcha ksiv ki nezer. Right, the end of the pasuk quoted in the Shita, nezer Shemen Mishchas Elokav. And it's always there. Alav, Shemen, Mashcha, Kar, Yerachmana, Avagav, Deisa, Alav, Lo, Israel. There's a difference. Shemen and Mishcha always retains its status, even after it's used. It's never Nischalel. While by Truma, it is Nischalel. The Isser of, we know a Zar is allowed to eat Truma, or drink Truma. The Isser of smearing Truma on a Zar is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan. Right, it relates to the issue of whether Sicha is Kishtia. There's a lashon like that, but do we really mean that? The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Trumos that it is an iser d'oraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, we read before in Perek Yud, the Rambam says, Echad ha'ochel, davar shedarko lechol, ve'echad ha'shose, davar shedarko lishtos, ve'echad ha'sach, davar shedarko lasuch, she'ne'emar v'lo yechalalu es kachei b'nei Yisrael, or abos es ha'sach, ve'echad ochel tshuma t'meya b'shkaga, ve'echad ochel tshuma t'hora, mishale, imkeren, v'chomesh, v'yinim ha'chayef chomesh, as yochel gazayis, v'chulu. But it's clear, the Rambam paskin, sach is also d'oraisa. Eating, drinking, smearing. And if you look at Tosfos in Nida, daf lamed be'ezam and aleph. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quotes, it's in Asmachta. The Yom Rabbeinu Tam, Dekra deloi chalalu nami Asmachtahu. And he quotes from there, because he also darshan from there, Tevel b'misa, Perakama dezvachem, Medrash ledrash achrisi, umidaraisa lo have sach kishose. It's not exactly the same. V'chein le'inyin yom ha'kipurim. Also, Yom Kippur says Rabbeinu Tam. V'teida din chayevin karis ela ochel v'shose bofad. This is Rabbeinu Tam Tosfos Bali Tosfos l'shitaso. Only eating and drinking is daraisa on Yom Kippur, right? Not the other inuyim, and that shows me because one of the inuyim is sicha. You don't get karis. That shows it's not daraisa. So that's not so clear. It could be that only eating, drinking are karis, but the others are also daraisa. That's what we spoke about recently. The Ran at the beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma, right? Masar kasal chachamim. It could be that others are daraisa too, just without karis. But again, that's an important discussion whether sicha is kishtia. If you look in the Briska Rav, in the letters in the back of the Grizal Rambam. See, he's Mechalik. On page 156, he even points out that the Rambam only quotes the Sicha Kishtir regarding the payment to the Kohen, but not regarding the Isser. Right? See, he says, even the Rambam, who holds its Daraisa, you know, might not hold it's exactly the same as eating. I mean, Haraya, that you know, you for sure don't get Karis for Sicha on Yom Kippur. Right? For sure don't get Karis. Even if you want to say it's Daraisa, Karis is only by eating, drinking, and Malacha. But not by the other inuyim. Okay, so we've gone through all of the isurim that are mentioned in the first Mishnah back on Daf Beis, and then the Mishnah had a sum up phrase al elu chayavin, and the Argamar quotes it now al elu chayavin al zdono. On all of these items, you are chayav b'mezid a chiyav kares on shogeg chatos, and if you don't know about it in asham tali, except for Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, because that gets an Olav Yored, right? That doesn't get a Chadas Kavua. Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav, one of the three Aveiros that gets an Olav Yored, and therefore, you are not Chayiv something. So what are you not Chayiv? So that's what the Gemara gets into now. Tani Chutzmi Mitami Mikdash Vakadashav, Mimai Mafikle, what is that excluded? Hachik Tani Chutzmi Mitami Mikdash Vakadashav, Shein Mevi Hashem Tali. Tumas Mikdash Vakadashav does not bring an Hashem Tali if they're not sure if they did the Aveira. So the Gemara says, right, because you're only Chayav an Hashem Tali if, had you know for sure you did it, you're Chayav Achatas Kavua. But here, if you know you for sure did it, you're Chayav an Olav Yored, right, a sliding scale carbon, so that does not Chayav an Hashem Tali Besafik. But this Inami Chosi Misha Avar Lav Yom HaKippurim Shei Mevi Hashem Tali. Once you're saying exclusions to Hashem Talui, so say also someone who didn't bring his carbon until after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur covers Hashem Talui. We'll have more of that in the later in this Masechta. But once, if I'm chayav an Hashem Talui, I'm not sure if I did the Aveira, and Yom Kippur passes, I no longer have to bring an Hashem Talui. So why don't you listing exclusions of Hashem Talui, list that. Machlokas, Amar Yesh Lakish, Kiktani Echad Yisra Lachadas Rachon Apatre. We only list cases where the sin exists, and the Torah says you don't have to bring the carbon. Ora lov yom kippurim, less lachatas to chachaparle. Wow. Amazing line. The sin doesn't exist anymore. It's not a sin that you don't have to bring a carbon for. The sin doesn't exist. It's after Yom Kippur. That's a different type of ptur than the technical, oh, the Torah is not mechayiv you a carbon in this case. So that's why Rish Lakish says it's not listed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'mevayit. No, because the Mishnah would also be including a case where you reject Yom Kippur. And in that case, you're not going to be pater for the Hashem Tali. To come, or Enya Makirim Echaper. Right, the E, Hader, Bey, Basar, Yom HaKippurim. If you do tshuva after Yom Kippur, Boy Lasu Yashem Tali. If you rejected Yom Kippur, and then it's not going to work for you. And if you'd be chayv and Hashem Tali afterwards, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, it does not list that case, because it's not across the board. Rish Lakish would say, no, Yom Kippur does get rid. Even if you're mevayed on Yom Kippur, it would get rid of it. Ubiplukta, and this machlokas Rabbi Shlakish could be a parallel. The Tosafot Yeshanim says not an exact parallel, but a similar machlokas to what we know from elsewhere. If someone says, when they bring their carbon chatas, I don't want this carbon to be mechaper for me. Why is he bringing the carbon? He thinks that he's mechuyev in it, he's doing what he has to do, but he doesn't believe in it. So Abaye Amar ain't a mechaperis, Rav Amar mechaperis. Sounds like a similar machlokas. If somebody says, don't be makriv the carbon for me, that for sure doesn't work. If he doesn't want the carbon to be brought. We learned back in Arachin, yakriv oso lirtso no. You have to have an expression of want. If he says, fine, bring the carbon, but I don't believe in this whole kapara elements, that's the machlokas. Abai Amar e mechaperis to Amar lo techaper. Rav Amar mechaperis, kiva damri tikarev, kapar me meilasi. The kapar comes a meilo once the hakrava is done. Machlokas Abai and Rava. The hadabe Rava, and Rava, by the way, was chozerbo. He said it's not mechaper because of the following braisa relating to Yom Kippur. So we're comparing many different mechanisms of kapara. We're comparing carbon chatas and Yom Kippur. Kidatanya. Yocho yehe Yom HaKippur mechaper al shavin val she'inam shavin. The Braisa says, you might think Yom Kippur is mechaper even if you don't, if einon shavin. We don't know what that means yet. The Gemara will discuss. Vedinu, and it's appropriate to think that. Ma chadas va'asham mechaperin v'yom HaKippur mechaper. We compare chadas asham and Yom Kippur. Ma chadas va'asham ein mechaperin ela al hashavin af Yom HaKippur mein mechaper ela al shavin. So you might think that it should be limited because Yom Kippur is only mechaper on shavim. So to, karbanas only mechaper on shavim. So to Yom Kippur, that's by the way why Rava was Chozerbo, because it already has that line. So lo memarta bechadas va'asham she'im mechaperin al amezik shogeg. No, there's a difference. Chadash and asham are limited; they only work for shogegs. Tomar b'Yom Kippur shemechaper al amezik kishogeg. Yom Kippur is more expansive kapara. V'hova mechaper al amezik kishogeg mechaper al shem v'she'al she'inan shavim. Since Yom Kippur is mechaper even on mezid, you might think it's mechaper even if einon shavin. Tamalomar ach. Right, ach b'yom kippurim. So ach is a limiting word. Chilek. So Yom Kippur is only mechaper for shavin. So what do those phrases mean now? My shavin v'she'ein on shavin. What do those words mean? So ilema shavin shogeg lo shavin mezid. Is that what it means? Haktani lo mamarta bechadas v'ashem v'chula doesn't fit in because chadash and ashem it already says shogeg and mezid. Beferish. So ela ki hadu ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe this is what shavin means in ein on shavin. The following case, a mumar, achal chela v'hifrish karbon. If somebody's mafrish, he eats, doesn't have aver, and he's mafrish a karbon, and then he throws it all away, v'hamer, and he becomes a mumar. That karbon that he was mafrish is permanently tainted. Dichui. The sucha, the v'hamer daito, v'chazar bo, hova nitcha yitcha. So, it is permanently stained. So Rashi says, so too, a mumar is not bechlal the kapara of Yom Kippur, even though he was shav. Right, just like he's the carbon is permanently excluded, so why don't we say he is permanently excluded from Yom Kippur, and that's why Rava was Chozerbo. So Gemara answers, what do you mean? Maybe you shouldn't compare the two. Nihi de'idchi carbon gavra bar kaparahu. Find a carbon could be nitche, but Yom Kippur, just because somebody rejected Yom Kippur, doesn't mean that he'll always, you know, be out of it. So gavra bar kaparahu, the gavra is a bar kapara. So what is that? So we have to have a different shot of the brisa. So ela shavin to amar yechaper alechatasi shein shavin to amar lo techaper alechatasi shma mina. And if that's how you understand the brisa, so that's an exact case of the machlokes Abaya and Rava, and that's why Rava was chozerbo, because the brisa says that the carbon will not work if he says the carbon should not be mechaper for. Should not be mechaper for me. The Gvuras Ari, the Shagasari in Yuma on Daf Pehe discusses, do you need tshuva? Fine, he wants the carbon to work. But do you need tshuva for Chatas and Asham? So he suggests maybe not. He has a diak in the Gemara that we just read. We don't have time to go into it right now. He suggests that Yom Kippur might need tshuva, but Chatas and Asham might not need tshuva. This is what you have to do to get kapara. You have to bring this carbon. You have to do vidui. Right, so does vidui include shuva? But he discusses that, right, even without it. But okay. So Varamini, but now we're getting into Yuma Sugyas. Well, if you astira about the tshuva, Yachalo Yehe Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ela Al. This is a fascinating lashon. You might think Yom Kippur only works for Ela Al Shinis Anibo, someone who afflicts themselves on it. Veloasa Bamalacha Vikaro Mikra Kodesh. and someone who called it a holy day. We'll get back to that lashon. Lo nisana bo vasa mamalacha v'lo karmika kodesh yochol lo yehi yom kippur mechaper. You might think if somebody did not go through the motions of Yom Kippur, it doesn't work. Tamalomar Yom Kippurim who mikol makom. It works. It works anyway. V'travayos tam sifra hu v'kashen adadadi. So, question, what do you mean? We just said in the previous price, Yom Kippur does not work on Einon Shavim. So this price says it works on Shavim. Amar Abaya lo kasha. Machlokas Tanoim. Ha Rebbe Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda. Ha Rebbe Aliba de Day. It's a Machlokas Tanoim that we know from Mesechas Yuma. Whether there's some magical automatic power of Yom Kippur. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe has, says, Kol Ver Shavit Torah, Ben Azachuvah, Ben Azachuvah, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Chutz. Miporek ol, if somebody throws it all away, umegala panim batorah, somebody darshins the Torah abusively, umefer bris basar, and tries to reject and cover up his bris mila. Shemasat shuvah yom kippur mechaper, v'imlav inyom kippur mechaper. So Rebbe says, except for these big three averis where you're rejecting something basic, Yom Kippur will be mechaper, even without tshuva. Again, there's a huge discussion in Yuma. How does that work? It's not that you say, I don't believe in Yom Kippur, as we'll get to soon. It's just that you didn't do tshuva on your averis. So Rebbe says it could still work somewhat. So if Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer Al HaTshuva, maybe there's a difference between the Kaparas HaYachid and the Kaparas HaTzibur. The Kaparas HaYachid for sure needs Tshuva. And maybe Rebbe even agrees to that. Again, this is a larger discussion. But maybe there's an element that as long as I'm part of Klal Yisrael, then that Sir LaZalzal does something for me. There could still be some type of Kapara, because on Yom Kippur we stand in front of Hashem as Yechidim and as a Tzibur. Right, so many lashonos that we have, we say double lashon, right? We say for our kapara and kaparas amcha beis Yisrael in Yala v'Yavo. We say zichroneinu, and then later on we say v'zichron kol amcha beis Yisrael. We're individuals and we're tzibur. So maybe when Rebbe says you don't need tshuva, of course you need tshuva for your own personal, but maybe there's an element of Yom Kippur that relates to the tzibur that you know can be mechaper even without. Without it. I saw the Magalias HaShas, one of the Rebbe said, quotes this from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes says that according to Rebbe Yehuda, right, according to Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Yom Kippur is Bechaper, Moshe Rabbeinu, his Palel of Nepti Raso, right, the Pasuk in Zos HaBracha, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Ulaya Kavana Shebike Shetia Halacha Krebbe Yehuda Hanasi Shehu Rebbe, Sha'afim Loas Atshuva Yom Kippur Bechaper. Okay? That it could be mechaper even without tshuva. Good. What does it mean before? You know, let's just do the other answer. You know what? Let's wait for a second. Let's just explain. What does it mean before? You might have thought that Yom Kippur only works if you afflict yourself and you don't do malacha and you call the day Mikra Kodesh. What does that mean? Karo Mikra Kodesh. Amazing. Rashi says, B'tikun Seder Tefillah. Top left of the page. By davening? You have to daven on Yom Kippur? But tikkun seder tefillah, if you don't daven, you might have thought it's different. Davening is just like in the same category as malacha and inui. Those are daraisa. Davening, okay, the Rambam, this is related to the machlokas Rambam Ramban about davening, but that's what he says. If you call it mikra kodesh by a tikkun tefillah, if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim here, Tosfos Yeshanim says, biksus nikia, by wearing nice clothes. Ksus nikia, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Kidda amar b'mechilta, mikra kodesh. Wow. So again, some of these assays, the Ramban in Parshas Emor on the words Mikra Kodesh. Maybe this is where the Gemara that he gets it from. The Ramban in Emor, when he talks about what the definition of Mikra Kodesh is, where we get together on special days in order to, let me just find the line of the Ramban if I could find it. If not, Allah just mentioned it. Mikra Kodesh, the Ramban says. You get together, and you get together with Machal and Mishteh and Ksus Nikia, and he has a Lashon here, I can't find it right now, but he has a Lashon here that also talks about B'tfilah. B'tfilah. I mean, that's also part of the Mikra Kodesh element of gathering in groups to, here it is. I got the line. Ki mitzvah al ha-Yisrael in Emor. Lihi kaveitz bebeis alokim biyom moed lekadesh hayom befarhesia bitfila v'halel lakel biksus nekia v'la so 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 yom mishteh. Kemoshin Emor b'kabbalah. He quotes the pasuk in Ezra and Nehemiah. L'chu v'chu mashman v'shu mamtakim. Again, that's the same Ramban that says that the tefillah every day is durabanan, but he says within Mikra Kodesh is is tefillah, but again, this Gemara is a fascinating discussion of the tefillah and the clothing that all is part of the creation of Yom Kippur, the creation of the holy day of Mikra Kodesh. Okay, so one answer to the steer in the brises is Rebbe according to Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe according to himself. Rava Amar, different answer. Havaha Rebbe Aliba Danafshe. No, it's according to Rebbe, who says that Yom Kippur works even without tshuva. But Umode Rebbe, Baveris, Yom Kippur Mgufe, Delo Machaper. But Rebbe agrees that if you violate Yom Kippur is not going to be Machaper for that. If I do Malacha on Yom Kippur, if I eat on Yom Kippur is not going to work to be Machaper for that. If Rebbe has to agree to that. The Lote Mahachi, because if you don't say that, then Karis Yom Kippurim L'Rebbe, the Torah says you chayv Karis on Yom Kippur. But according to Rebbe, if Yom Kippur is always Machaper for everything, Kiva de Bechol Shaita Veshaita Machaper, Hechemishkachas La. And therefore, you have to say that answer for Rebbe. Right? Even Rebbe agrees that Averis of Yom Kippur is not Machaber. Says the Gemara, no. Umay Kusha, I have a way that Rebbe could say Yom Kippur is Machaber even for Averis of Yom Kippur, but that's still a Hechi Timsi of Kares. Dilma da'avad avitza kule lalya. You did Malacha the entire night. Ubahadi amura shachar, miss. The second that dawn comes, and dawn is needed, according to the Gemara for the Slich and Mechila, he dies the second that dawn comes. He never was alive during the daytime. Says the Gemara, Kutena Kares Delalya, Kares Yamama Hechabishkachazla, what about Kares for the day of Yom Kippur? Umaykushya, Dilma Bahadi Takachal Nama, Chan Kite Umsa, Vamis. He chokes as he's eating on Yom Kippur. So he never had a moment after. Delohavi Le shows Yamama Delichparle. He never had a moment. Inami or the avid avitza samach lishkiyas achame. He did malacha the last few seconds of Yom Kippur. Inami badi the avid avitza paska mar v'shach levimis. Or he dies as he's doing malacha. Right, the axe, whatever the spade shoots into his head. So lavi shows me a moment to lich parlay. So there are ukimtis. That's why if you look in the shita, we had a line. Okay, go back to the first answer. So it could be that Rebbe doesn't have to admit to this, and therefore we go back to the first answer that is Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, either way, that is the answer to the stiras. The big, huge discussion in the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel in the Mitzvah of Yom Kippur, the Chasam Sofer, the Achiezer, about eating on Yom Kippur, is the focus, what the Gemara calls elsewhere, Hanoas Meyav or Hanoas Grono? Right? Is it about the throat or is it about the stomach? And the Gemara, the Minchas Chinuch discusses, what does this Gemara say? He could be chewing, and he dies right after he eats. So that sounds like Hanaz Grono. So maybe if you do that, you know, that's, what if somebody gets an IV on Yom Kippur? So is that not a problem? Because Hanaz Grono? Many, I say the Achiezer and others say, even if you say Hanaz Meyav, that's not a problem. That's not going to be violate. Because even the Mandabar Hanaz Meyav, it has to be through Hanaz Goron. It has to be through the Goron. It has to be a Maisa Achila. That's why, you know, we Paskin, besides the Sakana issues, right, there is no obligation for a chola who has the heter to eat on Yom Kippur to go get it through IV fluid. Right, besides the fact that every time you put in an IV, there's a shash of infection and there is some level of danger. But no, once there's a, that's not called eating, but there's no reason to do that, right? Because there's hanas, you know, hanas may have hanas grown. There's a relationship between the two. But again, that's the sugi that relates to that. But there could be an allusion to in here. Also, I saw also in the Megales Hashas, one of the rebbes goes through this Gemara and discusses the piyut for that we say during Kol Nidre. Yala inu yenu ba'erev yavos lichasenu miboker. He goes through this whole Gemara that there are different stages of Slicha, right? That's what the Gemara talks about, the Karis of Laila, and then the Karis of Boker, and then the Malacha until the last second. So he works out, he goes through this Mechila, and Slicha, and Naka, on these all these different stages based on this Gemara. Okay. Continuing. Obviously, that the sugya of Rebbe is a big topic. Yom Kippur, Mimachaper, without tshuva. V'chamom Rav Magadi v'chulu. Back to the last lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Chachamim say Magadiv is also excluded from Machatas because there's no Maisa. We discussed this back at the beginning of the Perek, right? It said Torah Achasi Elochem Lo Ose Bishkaga, excluding Magadiv, that doesn't have a Maisa. So my Afa Magadiv. Af Magadiv sounds like it's not only Magadiv, it's also something else. So, what is also that excluding? Rabbanan, Shammah, Rabbi Akiva, the Tani, Balov, Lo Tani Yadoni. Right? We did this, what we discussed earlier in the parak. Right? Only Balov was listed. Amrulei, Maishta, and they said to him, what's the difference? Maishta, delo maisi karbon, mishum delais be maisa. You don't bring a maisa for yidoni, because there's no maisa. Remember, ov, you flap your arms, but yidoni, just put the bone in your mouth. So, there's no maisa for yidoni, so magadev nami delais be maisa. So that's the af. When the Rabbanan exclude magadev, it's alluding to also yidoni. Right? Just like you don't include yidoni, so you should also not include, magadev. Tana Rabbanan. Megadef mevi karban hoav with an amar bo kares Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says even though megadef is ein bo maisa, but its kares is said in the context of karban. The omer question about the girsa here, which pasuk is quoted, we'll go with the girsa on the side. Chet o yisa, referring to someone who does not bring the karban pesach. Question about which pasuk and which quoted. Right, Rashi has a question here. Chet o yisa. The kalalahu to kalecha deksiv be kares maisi karban. What, every time there's a kares, you bring a karban? Like Rabbi Akiva, that's what you're saying. What do you mean? Pesach amila, tefsebu kares lo maisi karban. There's no karban by those mitzvahs I say. So, hachi kamar. No, this is what I meant to say. Megadev, mevi karban, hoel ubako babo kares, b'makam karban. Right, the kares, it's said in that context. Its kares is said in the context of the karban. In by midbar in Perek Tezvav, and that's what Rabbi Akiva means. Not just every karis, but this karis is written. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, v'kasavar migu deboi michtav karis ba'alma. It could have just said it karis in the other context of all krisas. V'ksiv karis b'makam karban, shpamei na maisi karban. That's why it's connecting to this karis. You also bring karban with by magadev, even though it doesn't fit the normal rules of karban. V'omer, continuing the brisa, chet o yisa asala rabbanan. So what about the end of that brice that we just quoted on the bottom of Amad Aleph? Right, so how do you understand that conversation? V'achi kama Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva continues talking to the Rabbanan, who excluded Megadev. Amrisa Megadev les behu maisa. Ma Megadev. One second, what is Megadev? As we'll see soon, it's a machlokes. And again, the gersos here are difficult. Mivarech es Hashem. Right, Megadev is cursing God. El kares dechsiv lamayasa, but what is the kares that is said there? What is that coming to teach me? Amri le, because you don't need that. You know from elsewhere. Amri le litin kares lemakalel. You need it for kares of the makalel dechsiv or ksiv bimakalel chet o yisa ishahu dechsiv bepesach sheni chet o yisa malhalan kares afkan kares. You know the isa, you don't know the kares. So you learn the kares from the Gzeira Shava. And again, the Rashi here has a different girsa than we have. Tosas goes to have one girsa, the Shita. Again, it's related to this machlokas, what Megadev is. Tana Rabbanan, it's Hashem Megadev. Isi ben Yehuda Omer Kadam Omer Lechaveiro. Megadev could be related to Megareif, switching the Dalet and the Reishes. So we're going to darshan that Megadev is somehow sweeping out an area of something. When somebody curses God, you have swept out and emptied. When I curse God, I'm mechalel. I remove God from that area. So I swept it after chisarta, and I was mechaser. I caused the loss. Kesavar Megadev Mevarech Hashemu. Isi ben Yehuda holds Megadev is cursing God. Right, one of the Sheva Mitzvos. Also, Rebbe Lozim and Azariah Omer, no, Kadam Omer L'Chaveir, Girafta Kara V'Lochi Sarta. Megadev doesn't mean that you caused any type of loss, any type of chisaron. Kisaron Megadev Hainu, Ovid Avodah Zarah. In a certain sense, Avodah Zarah somehow, nothing affects God, Chas V'Shalom. But Avodah Zarah, it has less of an effect than Megadev, because Avodah Zarah is just like, it's not in the Parsha. It's like bringing something that is totally different than God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not direct. But Megadev is attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, and that's why it's called a Chisaron. Right? Avodah Zarah is a Chisaron Be'emunah, but it's not a Pagam Yashir, as the Mefarshim explain. Tanya Idach, Es Hashem, what does that include? Rav Lozman Azariah Omer, Ovid Avodah Zarah, Kazim Adaber, Echam Omrim, Lo Ba'akazim, Elolitin Karis, Lemavarech Hashem. Machlokes, Tanoim, what does Megadev mean here? Does it mean cursing God, Birchas Hashem? Or does it mean Avodah Zarah? The discussion, the Rambam, links Megadev to Avodah Zarah. Megadev might be a form of Avodah Zarah. Rambam says, in one place, I'm going to put Megadev along with the others. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin has a lashon where he says what he's going to talk about Megadev in this in this context. Again, we don't have time to read it right now, but the Rambam, when he discusses Megadev, he says, I'm going to put this with Avodah Zarah because it's similar to Avodah Zarah. Rav Soloveitchik discusses this also in the Shiur HaGrid here on Krisus. The Rambam's Lashon is, I'll just read you the Lashon. Just being mode to Avodah Zarah, even though you didn't weren't ovated, it's blaspheming. Harizim Macharif Magadif. So the Rambam says, he explains his codification by putting Megadev with Avodah Zarah. Okay, second Mishnah in the Masechta. Mishnah. We have a number of Mishnayos here categorizing. There are four of these and three of these and five of those. So that's what the Rambam says here. I'm not going to be able to give the daf the next couple of days. Say after today, it'll be up from the last cycle for a couple of days, and we'll pick up in a few days. But first, let's continue. Yesh mevios karban v'nechal, yesh mevios karban v'ino nechal. Sometimes some people bring a karban and it's eaten, and some not. Some bring a karban, you're not allowed to eat it. V'yesh she'ein mevios, and some don't have to bring a karban. These are all talking about karbanos of a yoledes, as we will see. So, what are the categories? So, mevias karban v'nechal, you bring the karbanos of a yoledes and you eat them. Number one, by a regular woman who has a baby. So, talking about all unusual cases. Mepelas kemin behema chayva of. If somebody, a woman, has a miscarriage and the fetus looks like a form of an animal. Divrei Meir, Meir says that person, that woman has to bring a karban and it's eaten. The Chacham Omer Mashiach Bo Mitzuras Adam. Chacham say no, it has to have a tzura of an Adam to be chayiv. Hamapela Sandol Oshilya, if there's a crushed fetus. Oshilya, there's an afterbirth. Oshfir Marukam, there's a developed embryo. Vayose Mechutach, or you take it out piece by piece. Vechein Shivcha Shipila. Or even a shifcha, right? A shifcha kananis, maybe a karban echal, right? All of these cases, the woman has to bring the set of karbanos, and they are eaten. At least the chatos is eaten, not the ola. Obviously, ola sof, chatos sof, ola is not eaten. But the following have to bring a karban just in case, but they're not eaten because it's a suffix, right? Suffix chatos sof is not eaten. Hamapelas v'niyadua ma'ipila. If there was a miscarriage and you're just not sure. Just not sure, what, if it was a vlad or not. Rashi says here, you bring an ola and you're masneh. And you bring a chatas and you're not masneh. Right? Cause the ola could be a nedava also. So you can make a tznai on that. There is a tosas in Masechta Shavuot that you don't bring the ola at all, but, that's not what Rashi says here. Continuing, two women that each miscarried, one of them miscarried a for sure a case that you're chayiv and one not. When do they have to each bring their own karbanos if they're not together anymore? But if they're both here, they should both bring, and as we'll see, they make a tznai between them. And the following don't have to bring karban at all. Hamapela shvir, because these are not babies at all. Hamapela shvir, mali mayim, mali dam, mali geninim. Somebody just, a woman miscarries just like water or blood or a substance of colors. Hamapelas kimin dogim, chagavim, shkatsim, ramasim. If it looks like a fish or an insect, shkatsim, ramasim, hamapelas yomar boim, or it's only day 40. The fetus hasn't had 40 days yet in order to develop. Vyotze dofin, the Tanakama says Yotzi Dofen is also pater, cesarean. Rav Shimon Mechayev by Yotzi Dofen. Rav Shimon is Mechayev by Yotzi Dofen, as we will see. So fine, this is three different categories of Havas Karbanos Yoledes. Shifcha min Olah, and how do I know that a Shifcha has to bring Karbanos Yoledes? The Tanu Rabbanan b'nei Yisrael. Ein li ela b'nei Yisrael. Because Yoris v'shifcha min Ayin Tam Alomar, Isha also, and to include even a shifcha, my v'chein shifcha. Why would I have thought otherwise? Sakadai lechamina ki amina kol mitzvah zasha isha chayeves ba eved chayeva. When do I say that a woman and an eved is chayev and everything like a woman? Meaning the non-zman grammas hanimili b'davar sheshava beinish beinisha. I would have thought only the ones that everybody is chayev in. Avo yoledes de benashim isa banashim lesa. I would have thought a shifcha is not chayiv. Ahachitana shifcha. That's why shifcha, right? This is one of the only mitzvahs I say, if we think about it, if not the only, maybe karbanos of a zava also, that a woman is chayiv and a man is not. Karbanos of yoledes, right? Karbanos of yoledes, karbanos of a zava. There's one losa say. There's one losa say, right? The isser of beged ish. That only applies to a woman and not to a man, obviously. But, Kabbalas v'yoledes, the Gemara says here beferish that, right, Nashim Isa and Nashim Lesa. Vela Mivian Karban, Vachalu, the following people bring, a karban, right, and they are, do not eat it. That was the case where you have a woman, two women that were mixed up. So, my Adin, what do they do? So, Mais, the Gemara explains the Mishnah. Maisin Travayochat Karban Vadai, they bring a karban Vadai, that's an Ola. Vachadas Ov Safik, and Achadas Safik Umasni, and they make a Tanai. They make a Tanai in the Chatas. The Ola, right, everybody can bring their Ola. And, it's either a Nedava or a Chiyav. But the Chatas, you can't bring a Chatas Nedava. So that's why you bring a Chatas between them, and you make the Tanai. Says the Gemara, the last section for today. Umisle, Isle, the Rabbi Yossi Tanah. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that you could do a mitzvah, bring a carbon off Tanai Vatanah? Didn't we have later on where somebody is not sure who ate the Chalev? Rabbi Shimon Omer Mevios, Shneim Chatas Achas. Two people, one of them did an Avera. They could both bring a Chatas. And in that way, make sure that they're covered. Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Shnei Mevi'in Chatas Achas. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't do that. Amar Rabbi Yossi, less late tonight. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't make a tonight on a carbon chatas. So how here can he say it? Amar Rava, Modi Rabbi Yossi Bimachusar Kapara. Rabbi Yossi agrees by, not a regular carbon chatas, but by a carbon that is preventing you from doing something. Mechusar Kapara. Right, that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow is the second parak. The second parak is Arba Mechusri Kapara. Zav Zav Yoledes Mitzora. So, by Mechusri Kapara, Rabbi Yossi agrees. V'chenki Yasa Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yossi, B'Mechusri Kapara. Why? My time up. Hasam Boy Gavra Yediya. By a regular case of Karman Chatas, you need a person who knows about his Avera. Tichsiv Ohoda Ilav Chataso. Hilkach Lomaisen Umaisni. So you can't bring it amongst two people and make it tonight. Aval Hacha, Kimaisin Nashim Karban Lishtaruya Bachilas Kachim. But yeah, they just want to be mad to themselves within Kachim. Kidatani Seifa Diahi Rabbi Yossi Omer Kalchata Shi Baal Chait Einstein Mavios Osa. If it's Baal Chait, then two people can't bring it. But this is not Baal Chait. This is Buffer Karban Yoledes. And therefore, it is, that's why Rabbi Yossi has the chiluk, but that these you can't bring as a tonight. Yes, the Gemara says in Nida that a woman has to bring a chatas because she swears during childbirth she'll never have another baby. But technically, we don't put the Karban Yoledes into the cases of Ba'al Chait, and therefore it could have different rules than the regular carbon chatos. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots, right before the Mishnah. Let's just finish it one more minute. Israel may be as a Rabbi Shimon Machabi Yossi Dofen, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say Yossi Dofen brings? Amr Yisrach Shamar Kra, im Nekeva Teled, Larabos Leida Acheres. My he Yossi Dofen, Rabbana my time, Amr Menem Apathish, Ishaki Zazriel Yodo Zachar, Acha Teled, Mimakam Shamazras, Machlokas Tanam based on Sukim, whether a Yossi Dofen would be Chayev, a Karb Yoledes. Okay, we'll have to stop here again. The next couple of days will be put up, and then we will continue, in a couple of days. Okay.